This is Art Is, a podcast for artists, where we talk about all things top of mind for emerging artists. I'm Isotta, and I'm an artist. I make sculpture, and I'm currently really interested in exploring how making sculpture with marble, a truly ancient material, can get us as humans in touch with deep geologic time. I'll be sharing more about my practice throughout this season, which is a new thing for me, because I started this podcast back in 2021, as a recent art school grad, grappling with starting my professional practice in the pandemic and feeling very lost and alone. Working on this pod helped me expand my horizons creatively and intellectually. So here we are, 3 years later, still making the show, but now with an amazing co-host.
And I'm Lauren. I'm an artist and a career coach for creatives. I help artists and creatives master their mindset, align with their purpose, and make money doing work they love. Lately, I've been working on my acrylic and gouache cake paintings, and most interested in learning more about the intersection of emotional well-being and spirituality, especially as it relates to life as an artist.
Hi, well, welcome back to Art Is, a podcast for artists. This is the beginning of season 6, and Lauren and I are here joining you again, audio and video this season, so we're really excited to dive in. How are you doing, Lauren?
I'm great. It's been pouring rain here in LA. There was an atmospheric river passing through, which was quite unusual for our sunny LA, but today the sun is shining again, so I'm in a good place.
Oh, good. Well, it's cool. We're joining from LA and I'm in Valencia in Spain. So we got, you know, an international vibe going. So just to catch up here, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what's been going on for you since last season and how you're feeling about your work and all the different projects that you have going on.
Yeah, so many new things, so many fun new projects, new clients. I have been teaching as well as coaching. So I've now, along with the workshops that I host, I also have been starting to teach art classes, visual arts for sober living here in Los Angeles. There's a rehab that I'm teaching creative writing, and we're doing a little karaoke as well. So the music part of things, get to use my musical talents, which I have very little of. But I love creative writing and poetry. And then I'm also working at a youth homeless shelter that I'm teaching creative writing and music at as well. So that's been so fun and so rewarding. And it just gets me out of my house too. You know, I'm used to working with clients over Zoom and on my computer and doing my blog and my newsletter and social media. And so it's nice to get out of the house and into working with people in person. Still working for Toshin part-time as well. And so that's kind of where I'm at with my business and work stuff. And as far as just reflecting on the past, time that last year and thinking about what the things that I've created in my life and going forward into this year. And I've just really been thinking about what I have focused on, what my brain focuses on and trying to enjoy my life more. And what I noticed is that although I had so many incredible experiences last year, recording this podcast with you, in Beverly Hills, and getting to work the LA art show and sell sculpture for a good artist that I know, and getting to go to the Bottle Rock Festival in Napa and traveling with family and, all of these incredible experiences, yet I still felt stressed last year. And I was focusing so much on what I was lacking, whether it's, lacking a partnership in my love life or lacking financial you know, where I think I should be financially. And so in doing that kind of inventory of what happened last year, and then the kind of separation between all the beauty and joy and incredible experiences, and then like how I actually felt, I really am thinking differently this year. And every time I get, I have that feeling of, oh, I just, you know, I'm like sad or angry or like, oh, my life isn't where I want it to be. That lack feeling, the scarcity feeling. I get into like, wait, what are all the amazing things going on? What am I creating this year? What am I looking forward to? Like, what do I have to be grateful for? And so I've really been trying to set myself up for success that way. And like, I have this really amazing idea for a photo shoot that is kind of based, it's like inspired by the Lana Del Rey Skims photo shoot. I don't know if you saw those pictures, but I really want, you know, for my business. And then I'm going to Coachella for the first time this year. I have a big 12-day cruise coming up in September, and, you know, just really leaning into like, what joyful experiences am I creating? What am I creating so that I can focus more on the gratitude, that energy, that feeling that I want to cultivate instead of what's lacking in the scarcity energy. So that's kind of where I'm at right now and thinking about this year too. So what about you? What have you been up to? And I know that you've been working hard on your sculpture, and I would love to hear more about that process as well.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for sharing and being so open with us. Yeah, I mean, I think we've both been thinking a lot about, you know, this podcast and what we want to do here. And it's exciting to be sharing more. And we realized that it's kind of a nice opportunity to be a little bit more open about what's going on individually in our lives. And so I'm excited to get to, you know, be a bit more, you know, open with you guys about what's been going on. And yeah, for me, this past year has been full of changes and transition. I moved back to Valencia, which has been really fun. I love living in Spain. It's great. I'm Italian and American, and I grew up in Rome, but I feel very at home here in Valencia. It has like a very similar vibe to Rome, but very chill. So I'm really having a good time here. But the from a work and like, I guess, you know, professional side, I've decided to like fully focus on my art and just like really get back into my making practice. And in April of 2023, I decided to like kind of as a prize for myself after finishing a big commission project to invest in a course to expand my like skill set. And I'm really interested in fabrication and all different kinds of like sculpting techniques. And so I decided to take a marble carving course in Italy with a master marble carver. And I invited a friend of mine who went to art school with me to come along as well. And so we went to meet this kooky guy who was full of surprises, who I just randomly found online to, you know, dive into the world of marble carving. And although we were only there for like a little over a week, we were able to see the whole process from like picking a block of stone to, you know, creating a sculpture and like finishing and polishing it in just a short amount of time. And I totally fell in love with the process and have been carving marble ever since. So yeah, my practice has really dramatically changed. Just last year, I was working mostly with recycled materials and using a lot of resin and fiberglass to create like different kinds of sculpture and installation, from like hanging work to like large scale outdoor sculpture stuff. And yeah, so it's been a huge transition going into like a natural material and just really diving into a traditional craft that, you know, unfortunately is kind of dying, and learning how to, yeah, just like get into it. And every single day is such a big learning. But yeah, I'm obsessed. I love it. So that's what I've been doing. And I finally was able to set up like a more permanent studio situation here in Valencia, which has been amazing, getting to actually go every single day to work in my space, and getting to leave at the end of the day and leave my work there and then come home has been a huge gift. So yeah, I feel really grateful for where I'm at right now.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I'm curious, like, why do you resonate so much with the marble material? Like, what drew you to it after taking that course or during?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Rome, as I mentioned. My parents are American, but they changed their lives 35 years ago and moved from New York to Rome. And it's where I was raised. And I was, you know, surrounded by both ancient Roman and also, you know, Baroque Renaissance art and architecture my whole life, and was totally accustomed to it and spoiled and not, you know, appreciating it enough as a kid. And then I ended up pursuing a degree in art history and in fine art. And so I've always been really like an art history nerd and like, you know, obsessed with both classical and Renaissance Baroque sculpture. But I never really thought of like pursuing it myself, because it just, I don't know, it didn't occur to me. I never thought that like people would be doing that anymore, you know? And yeah, I guess I just was kind of drawn to the challenge of it. And I was thinking about, you know, expanding my skill set and learning more traditional skills, and was, you know, drawn to the idea of working with an ancient material. I mean, marble is literally millions of years old. It's, you know, been around before humans, before, you know, God knows. So it's pretty cool to get to be with like literal geology and explore, you know, just a completely different side of materials, and thinking about like, you know, what kind of power and energy are like trapped inside there, and like what it's going to be like for these sculptures in the future, you know, like something that's always really been top of mind for me as an artist, and especially working in sculpture, is this idea of waste. There's just so much stuff in the world everywhere. And despite working with recycled materials in the past, I always found that there was still so much waste from the work that I was doing, and so much stuff that was non-recyclable and, you know, impossible to find a new life for. And with marble, you know, the only byproduct is dust, which then just blows away and becomes, you know, another rock in the future or something. And just the idea of thinking about my work maybe one day even just like returning to being another pile of rocks, and not being like in a landfill, and not like, you know, damaging an ocean, and just the like ecological impact of that has been really interesting for me. So
yeah. I saw, I think it was yesterday actually, this photograph on Instagram of this all like these hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of tires in Kuwait, just like covering. And I'm, you know, these are the things that you just, as consumers, we don't think about all the time, you know? And so I think that's so beautiful, thinking about your artwork in a way that is, it's like, it's already part of the natural world. It can fit into the natural world, and it's, you get to change it a little bit, but then also like the natural world changes it as well. And it's just, it's all one.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think it's funny because, you know, so often, especially like thinking about like ruins and, you know, specifically like ancient Rome or ancient Greece, you know, we're so shocked that you know, sculptures have survived since then, like, you know, since an ancient civilization. But, you know, it's really in marble's nature to survive millions of years. So it's going to be around, you know, it's been around long before we were here, and it will be around long after we're gone. So just thinking about this idea of time has really been top of mind for me, especially like unpacking the idea of geological time. Like, our lives are all measured in like minutes, days, weeks, years, you know, especially when it comes to like thinking about where we're at and, you know, goal setting and all these things we're always measuring. But like, you know, we never think about like the age of the earth and like the age of mountains, or, you know, just like the way that the landscape has changed. And so I guess I'm really interested in interrogating that, you know, idea of like deep time and how we can begin to like understand geological time in our own lives, perhaps even as a way of like putting our own lives in perspective and maybe alleviating some anxiety and some stress that we feel on a daily basis, especially in relation to, you know, evolving climate and all the catastrophes that we have around the world right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And you brought up an interesting concept too of, you know, how sometimes we not resist, but sometimes resist like our, well, where we came from, you know, and like, I think it's normal and natural for this time period of when you're kind of a teenager and maybe, you know, young adult, that you're like, ah, everything I grew up with, I want to like run in the opposite direction. And I see this with my clients a lot too, where it takes some time to come back around to, oh, these are the things that I know. And these are the things that are like part of me that are actually really beautiful and important. And I can use them in how I want to live my life now. But it's like that coming back to, you know, and like one of my clients was, she's in HR. I work with some people that aren't as quote like creative, or like they're in different paths, but she's a creative person, but she's in HR and she was looking to kind of switch fields. She's like, you know, pretty fresh out of college. And her father for a long time, he's in cybersecurity, and he was like, oh, you know, this would be a great field for you. There's not a lot of females in this field. And for a long time she resisted it. And as we were working together, we kind of came to the realization that it's actually something that she might be really good at and that she might enjoy. And you know, it's similar when there's like a family business or something too. It's like, no, I want nothing to do with that. And then you come back and around and you're like, actually, like, this is pretty awesome. Like, this is, I just get to, you know, step into this business that's already created for me. And it's like kind of cool. You know, I think that's probably what happens with a lot of actors and musicians too, that grow up in that lifestyle and they're like, oh, I want to make it on my own. And then they come back around and they're like, actually, this is cool. Like, I should take advantage of this. And so for her, my client, she ended up coming around to the idea and she decided to apply for a scholarship program, which there was like many different rounds of her having to do these like gamification tests and things. And out of, I think there was about 700 people, she was one of the 60 with no experience in cybersecurity who won the scholarship. And so now she's doing a scholarship program. So it's like, it's an interesting, I know it's very different, but I see this, you know, with a lot of my clients where they'll kind of push things off to the side, even like they have a music background and then maybe they're like, I want nothing to do with that. But then they're starting to make art, visual art, and they start incorporating, well, one of my clients last night, actually, she's incorporating sound into her art, into her visual art with like sound effect words. So like pop or thump, you know, and like how that relates to like her musical background. So it's just fascinating hearing you say like, oh, you know, I grew up around all of these things and it was just like second nature, you know, no big deal. Whereas me as an American, I remember going to Rome and being like in awe, like what? Like it felt so out of body. And like, it felt like I was on another planet, you know, seeing these ruins. So it's really cool to hear your experience and coming back around to that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, thanks. That's great. It's also so good to hear about, you know, these different experiences from your clients. And yeah, it's really cool, like the range of people you get to work with. And in fact, maybe like, could you just tell us a little bit about what you do for people who maybe are new to, you know, you yeah. and the show perhaps?
Yeah. So I am a career coach for creatives, and I help creatives master their mindset and make money doing work they love. So I kind of work with two different types of people who are wanting to make a career change and are needing help with that. So maybe it's like figuring out what kind of career path they want to change into and, you know, doing some research, some internal research, right? And some external research as to what is available to them, what other fields, what other positions are available. And then we work on more tactical things like their resume, interview skills, networking, those sort of things. And then I also work with people who have their own business or want to start a business or a side hustle and need help with that piece of it. Same thing, like as far as like the branding goes, the developing of the work, the portfolio, the selling of the work, and all the pieces there. So whether it's a physical object that you want to sell or a service as well, like I work with service providers too. And, you know, I think what's different about me as a coach compared to some other like business coaches or career coaches out there, because I work with creatives and like, because I am a creative myself, I also paint, I draw, I write poetry. Like I went to art school and I worked for an art gallery for 6 years. I've worked for Tashin, international publishing company, art book publishing company for, I don't know, like 7 or 8 years now. And I've sold $17 million worth of furniture, art books, all of those things. I just feel like I know creatives because I am one. And more specifically, like emotional people. Like, I feel like as creatives, we just are more sensitive and creative. And like, there's a sensitivity and an emotionality and kind of like, because of that, and because I'm such a like, you know, I've been through a lot of difficult circumstances in my life and traumatic experiences. And because of my own sensitivities, like I not only help people with the practical steps and plans and strategies, but I help people understand what's going on in their body and process, learn tools to process the emotion and understand what's happening in your brain to kind of, you know, your feelings and your thoughts create your actions and your actions create your results. And so understanding your thoughts and feelings and being able to process out some things that we may be resisting or just that those uncomfortable feelings that a lot of times we don't know how to deal with because we've never been taught these tools before. So I've gone out, I've done the work myself and had to, you know, find the tools, teach myself, hire people to teach me. I feel so grateful that I get to help others like understand what's going on in their brain and body so that they can create the results that they're looking for instead of, you know, staying stuck and staying, you know, overwhelmed and in that kind of overthinking paralyzation mode that happens so often when you're just, you know, you're trying to create something that you've never done before. And I just feel so strongly about, you know, we're given these visions as creatives too. We have these inner guide and this intuition and these visions of what is possible. And the impact that that can have, like art is just it's such an impactful, way to experience and learn about other people, about history. And it, you know, it hits you on such an emotional level that we need more of it. Like we need, you know, we need more art, and it's so important for our lives that I want to help people as much as possible with the tools that I've learned to like make a sustainable living and like understand that what they have is valuable and that vision that they have is available to them. Like it's there for a reason. So I know that was a little bit of a rant, but like, I'm very passionate about the work that I do. And I feel so grateful too, that I get to see so many creative entrepreneurs and business people just blossom their own lives. And I've got to witness you too. Like, it's so cool to see your journey and be part of it as well.
Well, thanks, Lauren. I mean, yeah, you really do demystify so much of this, you know, this whole process. And I think that I just used to feel really alone in all of this. And you've really been able to shed light on, yeah, just like how ubiquitous all of these feelings are and how, yeah, like entrepreneurship is such a big part of it. And the just like realization that there's just so many thoughts and so many like limiting beliefs that you hold about yourself and your process and, you know, your trajectory, and just, yeah, getting to like unpack that and, you know, also like release that has just been really powerful. And I think even just by sharing, you know, some of that like behind the scenes work that you do with your clients and some of the stories and, you know, just your own experiences and the way that you're approaching this work is like really helpful for people who are listening, who maybe like aren't ready to like, you know, dive into that kind of work because it's intense. It's full time. But yeah, I think it's like also getting to like ease into that because, you know, coming from, I guess, like an art school background, or, you know, even if you're just like self-taught or, you know, just like getting into the creative work, it can be incredibly isolating. And it's so nice to be able to realize that like so many of the issues that you're coming up against, you know, maybe other creatives are having, other artists are having, or just like other small businesses are having. And like, just, it's a relief really. So thank you for the work that you do and for, you know, being able to define it so well for us.
Thanks. Yeah. We're definitely, all my clients struggle with the same things. And I try and reinforce that too, that this is normal. Like the things that you're struggling with are very normal. And because normalizing it, it's like a sense of relief. You're like, oh, okay. You don't have to resist it so much. You're like, why am I feeling like this? Why am I, you know, this unique situation? And it's like, unfortunately, you're not as unique as you think. I mean, yeah, you're unique in certain ways, but like in other ways, it's like we all are very similar with the things that we struggle with, especially the people that I help, the clients that I help. It's a lot of the similar things that I see, and I see it within myself as well. And so it kind of allows you to be like, okay, yeah, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we just wanted to like get back into making this podcast together and, you know, also like reintroduce ourselves to the listeners. But yeah, I mean, you know, this new season is going to be kind of going back to a bit of an experimental approach. Lauren and I are going to come and talk to you, you know, pretty frankly. You know, one of our mutual goals is just like editing ourselves less and just like showing up more authentically and getting to just, you know, be more comfortable talking on video and, you know, talking about our work and talking about our artwork. And so we're really excited about starting to do that. And we're also going to be able to have lots of conversations with interesting guests and friends who will be coming on. So I'm particularly excited about that as well. And yeah, just like grateful to, you know, be in this sixth season of this podcast that I started, you know, as a recent grad during COVID with like no plan. And yeah, so just thank you guys for listening and for being here. It means everything. And I'm just really excited about this journey. And, you know, Lauren, I'm just delighted to have you with me.
Yeah. It's going to be a wild ride. It already has been. And I feel like, you know, the journey is just beginning. And it really is such a beautiful gift to get to kind of talk about these things openly. And the processes that we're experiencing, having like an open dialogue between each other too and some other artists, I think it's cool to see, you know, even the editing of ourselves. Like, I think we both had a similar realization last year where I was realizing like, oh, the content that I'm making is just taking me more time than I'd like. And I realized like I was editing myself because of fear that I needed to look a certain way or sound a certain way to be a certain type of person, when it's like, oh, actually, all I need to be is me. And the people that are attracted to my vibration and to the way that I speak, they'll naturally like how I'm showing up authentically. So why am I editing myself? And I think that was cool. It was like a theme that we were both experiencing at the same time. And now we're able to show up in this new way and kind of be more raw and open about what's going on in our lives. And I think that is such a gift.
Yeah, no. And it's just like this idea of like peer-to-peer learning and like non-hierarchical learning and conversation, and just being able to be, you know, more open and not in competition, you know, not in the scarcity mindset, just very, you know, in flow with each other and getting to know each other and know ourselves better. And yeah, and also like share and learn in public. That's really kind of been the impetus for me doing this show all along. And I'm just, yeah, I'm glad to kind of be full circle again with that and, you know, back to a new experimental focus. So yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah, so good.
Great. Okay, well, we'll be back soon. And, you know, thanks for being here.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thanks for being here. When you have a moment, please leave us a rating or review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And email us at listen@artistpodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you. Our music is by Black Wonder Twins. And now, a final message from Lauren.
Hey, it's your creative career coach, Lauren Hill. If you're ready to find more fulfillment and purpose in your life and make money doing work you love, I want to invite you to sign up for a free coaching consultation. In this 60-minute assessment, we'll talk about where you're currently at in your career and creative life. We'll get clear on where you want to go and what your vision is, and then we'll figure out what's getting in the way of you making it happen. After this intake process, I'll share with you solutions, what it would look like for us to work together, and how one-on-one coaching can help you create the results that you desire, but you have been struggling to create on your own. And if you feel like you're not quite clear on your goals yet, or don't really understand what coaching is, that's okay. Don't let it stop you from signing up for a consultation. I guarantee that you'll leave the consultation with more clarity on your goals and a better understanding of the profound impact that coaching can have on the rest of your life and career. So head over to curatedsplash.com/start-now. That's curated splash.com/start-now and click the free strategy consultation button to sign up now. Hope to hear from you soon.